Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thanks for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about it is a bouncy ride to become the best heavy equipment salesman. And again, this episode has been sponsored by B&R Equipment. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to our website at www.brequipmentco.com or call us at 817-379-1340. All right, here we go on to the podcast. It is said that one should pursue the career that he or she likes to do. He or she should not get into something that does not interest them. Selling is one such profession where the person, if he or she likes the job, they can really marvel in it. And if they does not like it, then they are doing it and can turn out to be a sore experience for them. People who are a profession of selling often aims to become the best salesman, but through their journey of selling the items, they experience so much hardship that most of the folks do not want to continue with the profession any longer and just give it up. The works of a salesman is indeed a tough one where he or she not only have to convince people to buy the product, but also need to have good knowledge about the product. This means that they constantly have to work on upgrading their knowledge pertaining to the particular product and at the same time increase his or her customer base. They should be equally good with his or her communication skills, which will help them to convince people. Number one, search for a mentor to become the best. In order to make selling heavy equipment a little simpler, you should take help of a veteran or a mentor who should give you or guide you on how to pitch heavy equipment to people who deal with it in a day in and day out day. You can't use the same old selling tricks on everybody because the guys from the construction industry are very specific with their needs and they will not budge an inch from what they need and what you have to offer them. They go for the items that best suits their business and will not see whom they are buying it from. Though they have loyalties towards certain brands and may not want to change their brand, but will not buy an alternative. The veteran who is in this industry for a long time knows how to react under various situations and will mentor you accordingly. Normally, a heavy equipment manufacturing company manufactures all types of heavy equipment under the sun. It's just the factor of availability of the machine in the market. The mentor can guide you on how you can avail things that are rare and impress your customer. Next, do not stay low for a long time. At times, it is recommended that people should stay a bit low when the things are not working for them. They should relax a bit and then hit back. For a heavy equipment salesman, the duration of staying low is very limited. He or she needs to be rolling for the most of their time, and for that, they need to gear up their energy after an unsuccessful sale. Figure out the reason why it went wrong and what they can do differently the next time. Growing your connection is quite important for the salesman, and therefore you just can't afford to stay low for a long time. You know, don't get your emotions down. Spunk back up. Bad phases come and go, but you need to make sure that you are there in the news. And keep your spirits up. Again, if you got any questions, give us a jingle, 817-379-1340. Thank you, and God bless.